The Data Protection Commissioner's finding that the government has broken the law by its widespread use of the public services card. The Commissioner has found that the card, which has so far been issued to around 3 million people in the state, has no legal basis for use other than by people claiming benefits from the Department of Social Protection. We can get reaction to this now from Fianna Fáil. TD Niamh Smith is on the line. Good morning and thank you for joining us. What are your thoughts? How significant is this finding?
Good morning, Audrey, and thank you for having me on. Firstly, to welcome the Data Protection Commissioner's findings. It has been an ongoing battle, and I suppose it has been met with lots of opposition right across the House of the Dáil, and obviously with some civil liberty groups as well. I listened to your report earlier on with Elizabeth. But I think the fact that the sanction of 3 million people, the data of 3 million people is actually to be deleted, demonstrates the gravity of the mistake by the government in insisting on this public services card. And as we know, it's kind of been shoved on people in a very backdoor way, if you like, in the sense that, you know, to renew your driving license, for education grants, for renewal of passport applications. I think in total there's over 160 groups or bodies that have sort of insisted on the use of this public services card, and ultimately people have felt very uncomfortable about giving so much information in the first place, and also the idea that that is possibly being shared among departments, which the Commissioner has obviously found that this morning had no legal basis for doing so.
And legal experts, lawyers, privacy experts have been saying this for at least the past 2 years. What did Fianna Fáil do, if anything, in that time to try and stop the widespread use, to try and stop what the government was doing in the Dáil?
Well, I know that lots of our own TDs and right across the House have questioned the Minister's, thinking for doing this. And I suppose there's questions to be answered now in terms of what legal advice did they actually get on it, the Attorney General, what advice did they give in relation to this? As I said, it's been insisted upon in a very backdoor way where people have felt most uncomfortable about it. And we as opposition TDs did raise those concerns. There's no doubt about that. We have a record of raising those concerns with the Minister. So it is now incumbent on the Minister and the government to publish this report immediately so we can have a forensic look and detail of the Commissioner's report to see where we go from here.
Okay.
And also this question to be answered on what kind of expense has been, you know, at the cost to the state and the taxpayers in rolling out a scheme that has actually no legal basis and shouldn't have been put out there in the first place.
Well, can Regina Doherty stay in office, in your view, after being responsible for the expansion of the use of this card on now what we're told is an illegal basis?
Well, I would like to see the report first, Audrey, and that would be the first concern Fianna Fáil would have, to see the report, to read the report, and I suppose we will respond in that manner too. As you know, the government has been given a certain number of days or weeks to actually publish the report. That is hugely important, and we'll be taking it from there. But as I said, not only the findings of the report, but we will be asking questions of how much of the government invested in terms of monetary terms on taxpayers' money in rolling out a scheme that actually shouldn't have been rolled out in the first place.
Thank you very much indeed.